This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.
This is Dave Iverson. Even though specific gene mutations account for a relatively small percentage of the Parkinson's population, research into the genetics of Parkinson's disease has taken on an ever greater significance. That's because with so much that's unknown about Parkinson's, genetics gives us a known known, a specific detectable target that could reveal what goes amiss in the disease and how that disease process unfolds for everyone. That's why getting people to participate in genetics research is important, particularly those with a family history of Parkinson's.
My brother was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease when he was in his late 40s. And my mother also developed Parkinson's much later than that. She was in her 70s when she developed it.
Dr. Barbara Robinson is a physician with a deep personal interest in genetics. Not only does she have two family members who received a Parkinson's diagnosis, but she also had a sister who died of Tay-Sachs disease in childhood, a rare genetic disorder.
My whole family was active in the genetic research related to Tay-Sachs disease. So when there was genetic research available for Parkinson's, my whole family jumped on the bandwagon to find out what the gene status was and what was going on.
Providing additional reason to get involved with genetics research was the fact that Barbara's husband, Jay, had his own family history.
My father had Parkinson's, I think pretty much in his mid to late 70s is when he became aware it presented itself. And I saw how it affected him. And I became very sensitized to the importance and the need to get involved, if possible, in research of things that hopefully can be prevented.
Fortunately, Jay and Barbara Robinson remain disease-free, but their strong family history of Parkinson's makes them perfect candidates to participate in genetic research. Participating in that research does not always require that someone learn their specific genetic makeup. Some people prefer not to know what their genes may have in store for them. But others, like the Robinsons, want to learn whatever they can.
I'm a physician, and the scientists in me sort of took over. I was curious about the genetics and where it would fall out in my family. And my curiosity ruled more than any concern about implications. I would rather know and see if there's anything we can learn and be prepared.
Still, she wasn't quite prepared for what she found out.
So I carry two genes. I have the GBA gene and I have the LRRK2 gene mutation. And sort of knocked my socks off. I was like, wow, that really increases my odds of getting this disease.
The LRRK2 mutation Barbara Robinson carries is responsible for the most common form of genetically derived Parkinson's, and it conveys about a 1 in 4 risk of getting the disease. Carrying the GBA gene carries less risk for Parkinson's, but increases the risk for another genetic condition called Gaucher's disease. And it turned out Barbara's husband, Jay, carries the GBA mutation as well. The Robinsons say learning their genetic makeup only increased their desire to participate in genetic research, primarily because of how that research may transform treatment options in the future.
And if nothing else, become educated about it, if not for your own sake, but for other people. It's also the issue of understanding what some people encounter and what the possibility is that something could be done to prevent it for future generations.
Those future generations include the Robinsons' two sons, one of whom also underwent genetic testing and learned that he too carries the GBA gene mutation. Armed with both information and motivation, Barbara and Jay Robinson enrolled in the genetics arm of an ongoing Fox Foundation research project called the Parkinson's Progression Markers Initiative, or PPMI for short. Barbara has completed her first study visit, and Jay begins his own research journey in mid-February. Participating in the project is a multi-year commitment, but the Robinsons couldn't be more confident of its value.
I think that the only way we're going to fight this is to have knowledge, and the only way to have knowledge is to collect data. And if I'm not willing to step up and volunteer myself to get knowledge and data, then nothing's ever going to change. And if we want to find a cure, we have to be willing to do the footwork in order to get there. And so one foot in front of the other, got to do what you can.
To learn more about the genetics of Parkinson's disease and the opportunities to participate in research, join us for our next Third Thursday webinar on February 16th. To register, visit michaeljfox.org/webinars. I'm Dave Iverson.
This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.